BMW.
All right, the talk around continues. Monday edition here, March the 9th. Another Make-A-Wish Monday. Love talking with our friends from Make-A-Wish North Dakota, doing great things for kids, of course. Casey Feuder to talk with me this morning. Casey, good morning.
Good morning.
Your superpower is volunteerism.
I love to volunteer.
That is kind of your superpower. It's what you do.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about this event that you've got coming up on Saturday.
All right. So this Saturday, we have our puzzle competition in Fairmont. It starts at 4 o'clock sharp.
Okay.
Doors open at 3, so come early. Burt's Bar is having a baked potato feed, so you can come eat, find your spot, get geared up to put this puzzle together. We do have room for one more team if anyone is interested.
Just one slot open.
Yeah,
okay.
I think just one. I think we're at 27 teams.
Holy smokes.
So we would fit one more in. So yeah. If you're hearing this, let me know. Let any volunteer know, and we'll get you a spot. It's $100 a team. 4 people team. You can have 3, 2, 1, whatever. But
right.
4 is a max. So yeah, we'd love to take another team. At 5:30 about, we're going to do a meat raffle, so you don't have to be puzzling. You can come, come early, watch people puzzle. It's just crazy watching these people. It just gets dead silent. 4 right. o'clock. I mean, they start throwing their pieces around, and it's great.
I was going to say, does it get kind of crazy the minute you start the clock? It's like they just,
yep.
It's off to the races.
They're just quiet.
Yeah.
Yep, it's great. So last year, first place team, I think it was about 26 minutes. Crazy. 500-piece puzzle.
Wow.
And people are just, it's just crazy. You have to come watch it. If you haven't seen it, you need to just drive out, like I said. And there's so many other raffles that you can get involved in. You don't need to puzzle. You can come 5 o'clock possibly, but 5:30 is when the meat raffles start and the drawings. So.
Okay. So would you recommend the more the merrier? I mean, for a 4-person team, is it easier?
I don't know.
Or have you seen like 2 or 3-person teams
nail this? I've seen that, but everybody has their strategy, you know. Somebody starts on the board, or somebody starts, if they see everyone does the same puzzle. So if they look, okay, I'm going to do the sky, you're going to do the barn, or whatever's on the puzzle,
Right.
I can't reveal what it's going to be, but so everyone does the same puzzle, and it's great. It's a great thing to do for a great cause.
And what a great party. And it all goes to Make-A-Wish North Dakota.
Correct.
And yep. For making wishes come true for a lot of kids. And how was your purse thing?
Thing was amazing. This year was our record year. We raised about $13,000.
Wow.
Isn't that just, that's amazing.
Well, yeah, and it's Make-A-Wish. Right. So people, and
right.
it's the communities. That was in Hankinson, right?
That was. And, that community is so good. Actually, all the small communities are just great, with bringing us in and bringing their people. It's just, I don't think we would have got another table in the Hankinson Community Center for Purse Bingo.
Oh, I love hearing that.
It was packed. Yeah. It was packed. And, we had kids. We had women, we had men, everybody. It was
just having a good time.
Yeah, and goes to a great thing. And, they were just, everybody, to see everyone, it was fun. It's
right.
a fun day, and we get so many compliments. And the volunteers, everybody just, everyone does a great job with these events.
And the folks in Fairmont just stepping up,
yeah.
And are you going to do, hopefully, tell me yes, you're doing the cow pie bingo.
We are. We're doing cow pie. And I think as we're speaking, the tickets are being printed. So watch
right.
for that in the next week. That's June 12th, again, in Tyler. So always something
that's
going.
That's in Tyler, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Always something. Cow pie is a great
that,
thing,
that
too.
That is another great promotion.
Yeah.
And again, raising money for Make-A-Wish North Dakota. But again, the big puzzle party.
Yes.
One team, one slot left for a team.
Yep. Yep, for
so,
sure.
And just when that's sold
know.
Out.
Yeah, we just, it's how many tables we have and the room availability, but we can take one more, I think, and it'll be a great day. Hopefully the weather stays good.
Mm-hmm.
I hope,
Fingers crossed.
Yeah,
it's March.
Yeah, we never know. But
so, Casey, people listening going, we need to get in on this. I would recommend, being quick about it. How do they do that?
So they can reach out to me. They can call me at Scott's Electric. They can reach out on Facebook. They can reach out to any volunteers if you know any of the other volunteers, and we'll get you a spot for sure. So yeah, again, come out to Fairmont on Saturday. Puzzles start at 4. Doors open at 3. Come and eat. Just enjoy the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Great party to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota, and volunteerism, her superpower. Casey, always great to have you in here.
Thanks.
Come back anytime. Yep. Anytime. Always an open door here. It's 926, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. A growing dispute over pesticide regulations has emerged as a key flashpoint in negotiations over the next federal farm bill. Lawmakers debated provisions that would limit state authority over pesticide labeling and protect manufacturers from certain lawsuits if products are used according to federal guidelines. Supporters say the changes are needed to protect farmers' access to crop protection tools. Critics argue the provisions would weaken consumer protections and make it harder for the people claiming health impacts from pesticides to pursue legal action. The issue has become increasingly contentious amid lawsuits involving glyphosate, a widely used herbicide. State legislatures have also considered measures aimed at limiting pesticide liabilities, reflecting broader national debates about regulation of agricultural chemicals. Agricultural groups warn that restrictions of crop protection products could reduce yields and also increase production risks. While environmental advocates say stronger oversight is needed to protect public health, the issue is expected to remain a major point of contention as Congress negotiates the final farm legislation. The USDA will begin rolling out up to $1 billion to help specialty crop farmers. In this week's commentary, American Farm Bureau Federation Zippy Duvall tells us the payments are good towards helping the underserved in agriculture.
We're starting to learn more about the new program to spend up to $1 billion for specialty crop growers who have suffered losses in this tough economy. Farm Bureau has long advocated for more assistance for specialty crop growers who have traditionally been locked out of major safety net programs. Farmers raising fruits, vegetables, and tree nuts have higher expenses because of the intensive nature of their operations, including a reliance on manual labor. And they're also vulnerable to low-price imports and trade disruptions. We anxiously await additional details, and we need USDA to distribute money soon. I'm Zippy Duvall, President of American Farm Bureau Federation.
This is Ag Central.
Markets can change in an instant. Weather can bring extreme heat to frigid cold. And the news is constantly changing. That's why you need accurate and up-to-date information from a trusted source. You've made the Ag Central Radio Network your home for all things agriculture information. We have and will continue to work hard every day to deliver the information you need. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
That's a check.